Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. This week we're talking about happiness, we're talking about how we can be happy, what happiness is, why do we all hate sadness, why are we all so terrified of being sad, is it possible to get true happiness, blah 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 blah.
God, this sounds good.
It sounds like I'm hosting a radio show.
This sounds great. It's all downhill from here. I've just recorded it, so I know it's not that good. I'm joking, it's great.
Actually, we get quite bleak, we get quite existential. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, confession time.
I'm upset.
Take it away, Seffi. She's been squirming for 10 minutes off cam, off the record. Tell us what you've done.
I'm upset with myself. I'm disappointed. I forgot the fucking homework.
Don't be, because no one else cares.
No one else cares, but I think we need to do it. We're trying to run a show, and when one of us hasn't done it...
Well, I have done it.
Yeah, I know. That makes it worse. That makes it way worse. So last night I thought, right, what have you done outside of your comfort zone? Forgot all about it, went straight to sleep.
Any self-care thing, that was what we asked you to do something extra for yourself. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. And you know what it was about? It was about looking at who you want to be, your ideal self, looking at your current self and thinking, what could I do to closen that gap?
So if anything, it's embarrassing that I haven't done it.
And you thought, I'm not fucking doing that.
I thought, I'm already myself. I'm already the best version.
I thought, fuck that. I fucking hate this.
I'm pissed off at myself. The Capricorn, the capitalist, all these things inside me.
Can't handle.
I'm so upset. I can't believe I haven't done it. Well, because I was trying to run through things. They're all disingenuous because...
Yeah, okay, here we go. Who was your train of thought? I watched it all.
I asked someone on a date, is that out of my comfort zone? No, I do that all the fucking time. I don't, but...
So that was option one. Cancelled.
I wrote an essay. Some of you may have read it. Is that out of my comfort zone? No.
No. But you did do it. And if you did read it, good for you. But if you didn't read it, this is your homework. Go and read it.
But also not out of the comfort zone. I moved house. Is that out of the comfort zone? No. I moved with all my friends. So it's not out of my comfort zone. I've done nothing. I've done nothing. I'm upset. What about you? Let's move on to you, because...
That's all right. We'll let you off.
Don't let me off. No one let me off. Everyone message say, Seffi, do your homework.
You look... The thing is, literally no one gives a fuck, but you look genuinely upset. So don't. We're all just glad you had a good week.
But did I? What have I done? What have I got to show for it? Nothing.
It's quite existential.
I've done nothing that bridges the gap between who I want to be and myself. But anyway, what have you done?
Well, I thought to myself the other day, I thought, oh, that's my homework. Mm. After I'd done it, I thought, oh, I've done my homework. You'll kind of know what it is, basically. And I think I've spoken about this on the pod before. Well, I kind of touch on it all the time. But I've never been... I'm not someone who is confrontational. And I don't look at my ideal self and think she's fucking confrontational, because I don't want to be confrontational at all. But as of recent, there have been confrontations after confrontations after confrontations.
She's in the Big Brother house.
She really is. And now I'm in the diary rooms filling my heart out.
You really are.
And the old me would have very much not given my opinion, not said a word.
This is stunning.
Up to the people pleasing, to the nines, music to my ears. And I think ever since I was like 17, I really was trying, and now I'm trying more than ever. I was just trying a lot when I was younger to be very palatable. I'm sure lots of you will relate to being super palatable, but still, like, you didn't get anything from that. There's no medal. There's no monetary reward on that.
Yeah, and you don't get what you want from it.
You know, your life isn't benefited really in any way. Because also, you're not necessarily more secure either. You're not necessarily safer. Because you kind of learn, okay, in order to survive and to be safe, I'll be quiet, etc., etc. But actually, your life's still going to get fucked up in lots of different ways. So recently and this week, I've really been quite vocal about my feelings, about my thoughts and opinions on myself, on my rights, on other people and their rights, or lack of, the nerve that they have. Not, you know, it's not about big argument vibes. It's not big argument vibes. It's just empowered, owning the space vibes. Yeah. I'm dominating the space, because why wouldn't I?
You're a dominatrix. I'm obsessed.
I'm an absolute dominatrix. So yeah, and I hope you are too. Oh, I think I did this in the week before, but I put up some furniture all by myself.
That was your homework for last week.
Was it?
Was it not?
Is that what I said?
No. That was the homework for last week. You can't double that up.
What? I said, well, the homework was put some flat back furniture together.
Wait, was it?
It wasn't.
No, because your thing was Customs by Leanne. So what the fuck am I thinking about?
It was Customs by Leanne. Yeah, exactly. I think I just mentioned that to you.
But I think you mentioned it on the pod.
I did. I just kept mentioning it. I'm very proud.
She was hammering.
I haven't stopped talking about it, but I was really hammering away and I thought, I never want to let this hammer go. Kind of, I'm Thor. I hope you all did your homework. Feedback, if you haven't done it.
I'm going to put a question box on. I did that last time and I thought, quite interesting to see what everyone did.
Well, now you've got the cheek to ask them.
I mean,
pointing with blood on your hands. You look genuinely devastated, so I'm not gonna... Literally, who gives a fuck? No one. They're skipping this bit. You know that? They're skipping forward. They're like, tap, 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 get me to the...
They're like, we don't give a shit about this new thing you've added.
Anyway.
Happiness.
Yes. Wish I had some.
So we asked on the story, very triggeringly, are you happy? Which, I mean, don't feel bad if you said no. Mm. Don't feel good if you said yes, because it's a mixing thing. And you guys were so split. It was literally a full Brexit situation. 56% yes, 44% no.
Yeah, that is pretty evenly split, isn't it? Although I would expect it to be pretty split.
I wouldn't on an Instagram thing, because I feel like everyone, but yeah, on Instagram. But maybe people are being more real on our polls, which is really nice.
Yeah, but I also think on Instagram, people are like, no. Social media is quite mopey, isn't it?
It's Mopes McGee.
That's not to say that yes, is you're showing off and no is you're moping. It's obviously like far more nuanced. But I was thinking, so if you answered yes, I am happy, lots of people actually came through into the question boxes and were spilling over saying, but what is happiness? And I was gonna say, like, how do you say yes, I am happy? What is happiness? Is it a feeling? Is it an experience?
Yeah.
Is happiness something that you experience? Is happiness something that you feel?
I kind of view happiness is kind of an umbrella term for many different things. So there would be kind of joy, a sense of overwhelming joy, contentment, kind of validation would cause happiness, laughter causes happiness, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of an umbrella term for all positive feelings. So it's like, I'm not exactly ecstatic every day laughing my absolute nut off going around town, ha, I'm so happy. But you can have like a mild sense of contentment that's like more like slow burning.
I wonder where most people sit. I don't know if we said this on the episode or if this was just us chatting, talking about how like some people, I think there's a lot of pressure to like operate at kind of quite a plateau, at quite a happy level.
At like a 70%.
Yeah, at all times, at any given moment, you should be happy. That should be your default. And I mean, that's obviously not the experience. And I think there's a pressure.
Oh, completely, completely. There's a huge pressure because it's quite ridiculous. Well,
it's massively ridiculous. Yeah.
There's definitely a pressure in society that you should, if nothing's gone wrong for you, you should be happy that day. Like, there needs to be, oh, why are you sad? What's gone wrong? Why are you feeling like that? It's like, there is no reason.
I also think people mask their own, if we're saying sadness is the antonym of, is the absolute opposite end of the spectrum to happiness. I think a lot of people feel as though, or we are made to feel, that sadness in private is one thing. But if you're sad openly or sad in public or sad and leaning on others, you become a bit of a burden and it becomes quite kind of like, I can't be bothered to deal with you. So it's like, is sadness, do we only accept sadness if it's in private?
Completely.
If you were happy, I'd think, yeah, great, perfect, I'm happy to be in your company. If you were sad, I'm like, oh, cheer up. And why do we say that? Is it because I actually don't want you to be sad? Because is being sad really all that bad after all? Who knows? I guess we'll get into it. But, or am I telling you to cheer up because it's easier for me to be around you if you're not in a bad mood? And rightly so. exhausting.
It's because it's unlikable. It's not, it's uncomfortable. It's awkward when someone's sad. What it reminded me of, you saying that, I don't know why. Well, probably because we're talking about emotions. Have you seen the film Inside Out?
Yes. I love that film, actually.
The character Sadness in that, played by, voiced by Phyllis from The Office.
Phyllis?
Yeah. Very unlikable. So unlikable. Whenever she's on the screen, get off, stop moping.
Annoying.
Annoying. It's like, actually, someone being mopey.
Getting in the way. You're ruining everything. Ruined everything, Ron.
Ronald, I think she says.
Yeah, Ronald, you ruined everything. You spoiled everything.
Oh, spoiled. Yes. Ronald, you spoiled everything. Ask me for someone else does, and not as a last resort.
Last resort.
So stunning. So stunning with her hair kind of falling down.
It's great. Get up those stairs, girl.
And he's like, they get mentors, they get older. Misogynist.
And Harry's like, what the fucking hell?
Yeah, he's like, I've just been looking at Cho all night.
Am I dealing with? I should have just fucking shook Draco Malfoy's hand when I had the chance. I think I can tell the wrong sort of myself, thanks. Obviously, thanks. Fucking not. Look at the drama.
Honestly, you fucked up there, Harry. You could have been hanging in that common room.
You could have been having the dinner parties of the fucking century at the Malfoys.
What a fool. But no, suck at the Weasleys, although... Fred and George, say no more.
It reminded you of Sadness, Phyllis, Inside Out.
Sadness, very unlikable, so unlikable. And I think there's something about someone being happy. It's like, okay, well, I'll hang out with them then, because you can't, it's kind of contagious. Someone being a mope, it's kind of when we phone each other and we're like, sorry, am I draining you? Mm. It's like, because you know it's contagious. We know that it's like, if you're walking around mopey, like people are just going to be like, oh, okay, well, now I'm mope as well.
Yeah.
It's an uncomfortable feeling. So there's an ego in trying to stop other people from being sad, because you're actually just trying to alleviate your own feelings of discomfort.
Definitely. Interesting to think how it's gendered and racialized, in the sense that a white woman's tears are kind of the most luxurious good, and yet a black woman, I mean, could never, society would say. And just in the sense that women are not supposed to be sad. I mean, men obviously are told really that they can't cry and etc., etc., but in the way that women cannot be seen as hysterical or can't hold a high power in office, for example, for being too emotional.
Emotional, hysterical woman.
A lack of self-control. And I think just being British anyway, being brought up in the UK, you're very much raised to kind of, I think it makes you quite dishonest.
Yeah.
I think it makes for quite a disingenuous society.
Life.
I think we're breaking that generationally, but I think, don't you think the older generations, like I can't see listening to a podcast, or let alone recording a podcast, talking about happiness. What is that? And do I have it? And blah, blah, blah. There's like a real detachment there.
Completely.
Like the real cognitive dissonance of what that actually means.
Yeah, you can definitely see that when you engage in conversations, for example, with like grandparents or whoever's older figures in your life,
and you're a snowflake.
Yeah. And it's like, oh god, our generation never had dealt with things like this. It's like, yeah, well, that's your problem, that's on you.
Yeah. And it looks like you're not handling it very well.
No, you're not. I do think I kind of have this theory about quite a lot of older people that I know. Definitely there's a vibe within the older people I know that are very kind of conservative in my life, with a big uppercase C. Big fat Tories, basically.
Could also stand for
cunts. There is an element of, oh, boys wearing a dress, boys wearing moisturizer, boys wearing makeup. How ridiculous. Not in my day.
Boys wearing moisturizer, fucking hell. All right, dry skin.
That was one, that was a specific example. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I would love a boy to moisturize. Have you seen Harry Styles?
Stunning.
Because I was talking about Timothy Chalamet, actually. This is how this conversation came up.
Yeah.
And I have a theory that they're fucking jealous out of their mind of our generation.
Well, you would be.
You are so angry at boys wearing makeup. You wanted to wear makeup.
Absolutely. All the rules you had to live by. You were told all these rules and you just went along with it. That's a shame.
Don't lie that you want to wear a dress. You want to wear a skirt. That's why you're so angry at Harry Styles. You're so jealous and you fancy him. Don't lie. Don't lie to me, you cunt.
I've been thinking a lot about Harry Styles recently, as one does, but more specifically thinking about, and I know people have been speaking about this on the internet anyway, and I know we've said it before, and I spoke about it actually in reference to Taylor Swift, I think, ages ago when her documentary first came out. This is pre-folklore, if you can believe that.
Oh my god, a whole different world.
A world without folklore, who knew? I was just thinking, I wanted to ask you, do you think we all just love Harry Styles a bit too much?
Let me absorb that in. Do we love him too much?
Cut him too much slack, or give him too much credit? Or I'm not normally one to say we're giving someone too much credit, because I do think it's not that someone is getting too much credit. I think there's enough credit to go around, and we should just, it's not about taking their credit away, but giving the credit where credit is due. But there are lots of... But here, a white man does what he wants. Is that remarkable? Don't get me wrong. Harry Styles is a remarkable man to me.
My instinct is to go, what the fuck are you talking about? No, we do not give him too much credit. He doesn't get enough. Look at him.
He doesn't get enough.
He doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
That's my instinct as someone that, to be honest, I didn't even grow up loving One Direction, but I do love...
No, not at all.
Do love a man in a dress, clearly. But I do love that vibe. So my instinct is to defend the king, but I do agree. I do agree. There is an element of white man with eyeliner on. Is it that remarkable? No, men have been doing it for years. It's actually not that powerful of a statement. It's sad that is a powerful statement.
Black men have been doing it for years.
Exactly. It's sad that it seems so revolutionary.
I was thinking it because I was thinking, is this kind of the laziest way to support gender fluidity or to be, to quote unquote, be an ally when people think about how they're, do you know what I mean? How they're presenting themselves as like really virtuous and kind of pious and like for the causes.
Yeah, you're not a cunt.
Yeah, you're a decent like you wouldn't, not you, but one, if one is decent, they're not gonna think, take that dress off, Harry Styles. Like, no, you don't care, obviously.
Is it just nice guy syndrome of like, oh my god, he's doing actually the bare minimum. He has liberal, he presents as having liberal politics. He seems kind of a cool guy. And we're like, wow. We stand. But it's like, actually, that is kind of the bare minimum. It's just because everyone else is so shit.
Well, it's great what he's doing. He is being powerful, but Prince was being powerful and there were consequences.
Yeah.
Todrick Hall is being powerful and there's consequences. And really, what are the consequences for Harry Styles? I know there are, but are the ramifications, do they compare? And I just wonder how we all gravitate to him. And I know it's because he's stunning and so charming and X, Y, and Z, talented, whatever. I could go on.
Say no more.
I get that. But I think it's really easy to lean into that. But I just think, you know, could we do more?
Yeah.
Yes, we could. We always could, I guess. Happiness, anyway.
What brings you happiness? Harry Styles.
Apart from Harry Styles.
Harry.
So what brings you happiness?
What brings me happiness? So we asked on the story, is it little things or is it big things that make you happy? Because we knew that you'd all be saying little. And you're right, little thing. And also big things. But when you actually break it down of things that bring you, for example, I would say if you distill happiness, the purest form is like joy. It's not just like a contentment. It's not like I'm safe, I'm secure. It's like a joyful feeling.
It's actively positive.
It's like very instinctual stuff. For example, family. Being, I sort of sound like I'm going to cry.
Getting choked up.
Kind of being around family. Family voice crack. It's actually just that I've drunk way too much of this like ginger tea.
You're doing the cinnamon challenge.
Honestly. Do you mind if I just quickly stop this podcast and do the cinnamon challenge? Just have this cool new challenge. Family, friends, animals, when I'm taking care of myself, when I feel like I'm on top of it, I'm like creatively engaged in some way, laughing a lot, watching simple things like watching movies, going to the cinema, things that I love, kind of like you watch School of Rock again, you remember how much you love School of Rock, you fall in love with Jack Black, you go down a rabbit hole of Jack Black
all over again, like the first time,
things like that. That's what brings me intense joy. What about you?
Well, I was going to ask, do you think at the end of it,
are you setting me a trap?
No.
A word trap, a web of word lies.
No, I'm not setting you a trap, but I almost think it's an interesting question because I don't know the answer for myself. Well, okay, I don't care how I'm gonna phrase, I don't know what, how the fuck I'm gonna phrase this, but I'm just gonna start the sentence and see where it goes, Michael Scott style. Do you think you at some point would need other people for your own happiness?
Yeah.
So kind of if you were on a desert island, well, a desert island is quite a traumatic experience, but for whatever reason,
like why?
You were living in the absence of others.
Yeah. You'd be guts.
I'm sure you could be happy on your own, but at some point, I'm sure you could have moments of happiness on your own. You would miss out on the happiness of other people.
I really have thought about this for so long because I hate the feeling of being dependent on people in any way. I've got a preoccupation with weakness, some may say.
Steffi got told that we were codependent the other day.
And I freaked out and thought, this cannot happen. Cut this bitch off. She's got to go. She's
got to
go.
She wanted to cancel the podcast. I had to fight for it.
We're joking. We're not going anywhere.
No. We can't. We're codependent.
Yeah, just the feeling of dependency freaks me out. Basically, some would call it commitment issues. But it's like, I don't want to ever feel like I need other people. I want to be completely content on my own. it's kind of my backwards old school feminism coming in. So I definitely think that I would have an element of me that's like, no one else contributes to my happiness, it's all on me. But I think that's a complete ego lie. It's not true.
Ego fucking mania
in here. I think, yeah, a lot of my happiness comes from other people, and I think that is part of being human. We're pack animals, blah blah blah, you want to go for all the biology, but also it's like, actually connection is one of the best things in life.
Yeah,
so you can't fight it. What about you?
My famous philosophy, the only thing that's real in life is love.
It's so fucking true.
But it's true, everything ultimately.
Oh my God, is it going to be one of those episodes where we end up a bit high in the sky?
I'm always in that kind of whimsical mood. But I do think it's true. Everything comes down to love. And if you feel like you don't have love, you still have the love of yourself. You're still here.
Yeah, exactly. And also love, oh my God, you put this on the story and it was so great. It was... Justin Firstman, is that how you say it?
Jordan. It's funny because he always says, why do you all call me Justin? Fuck you, blah blah blah.
He honestly looks like he's called Justin so much.
I think it's because I think his username is JT Firstman, and so you'd think JT Justin. Yeah,
it's got Justin Britain all over it.
Justin Timberlake.
He's so a Justin. But you put this on the story and it's so fucking great.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
He was saying that...
Oh my God, yes. I know exactly what it was.
His first love, like art, is something that will never love you back.
Mm.
And you can love it. I think there's something really amazing in acknowledging that not all love is with humans. Love can be inanimate. It's like a spiritual thing. Like you can have a love for example, School of Rock, random, that will never love you back. You're never going to be in that classroom. That actually is older. You can sing, you're not hardcore, whatever, but they'll never love you.
Does it never love you back? Because it is also there, it's always there for you.
But it has no capacity.
If anything, School of Rock is far more reliable than me. I could dip out at any moment.
Because Jack Black doesn't know I exist.
I agree though. I mean, I put it on the story, I completely agree. Yes, it's not secure. Your love for your art, your love for the things that you're pouring your energy into will never love you back.
Which is one of the most amazing things.
So you have to keep doing it for your own love or the money.
But things we pour ourselves into, for example, we pour ourselves into this podcast constantly. It can never love us back. Like, sure, we can love each other back. Cute. And
cute.
I'm like squirming as I say it.
I'm going to screen record that.
I'm like, I am not dependent on you. You are not dependent on me. We must be individuals. Get away from me. But like you listening right now, you can have relationships with us and you can love us in some capacity. But the podcast in itself, a thing that sits on Spotify, can never love us back. It's we have love for something that is inanimate And I think that is powerful.
Agreed. And I also think it's the thing of setting or thinking, placing happiness basically on unattainable goals or goals that once you have attained them, you realize they didn't bring you happiness at all. Because I know for a fact, if I look around at the things that I have now, I wished and wished and wished for them, and rightly so, like I love it, but it doesn't, no matter, it's just the classic, you'll find the evidence for what you choose to believe.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if you want to believe that your life is meaningless and you just should be sad, then you'll find the evidence for it. And it's easy to think that things are going to validate you, but when you have them, they don't mean anything. We've had this before where, not major things, but if one of us has had some sort of compliment even, and the other one doesn't, we don't, because you wouldn't believe the communication and you wouldn't believe the
we're strong
empowered vibes. I'm sure you do believe it, but
it's like they wouldn't believe it. Like, I actually need you to believe that though. I like need to make sure that you understand that we're really smart though.
But it's easy for the other one, and this goes for anything, this is not specific to us in this situation, you in your life now, it's easy to look at what other people are getting and think, God, you couldn't be sad if you had that. You could never feel bad about yourself if you had that. But that person who has that, it didn't mean anything to them. Yeah, like if I get a compliment, it's like, well, that didn't make me feel any better, so it shouldn't make you feel worse.
Exactly.
It literally means nothing to either of us. I think there's a lot of people who feel shit and we don't. I think we're like 10 steps ahead.
Is this going in?
Yeah.
That we're 10 steps ahead of everyone?
Well, not everyone, but I think the fact that we communicate and blah, 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 it's like if literally you could be the fucking queen of, I mean, Queen of England is a bit different,
Liz.
But whatever, anything could happen to you. And yeah, Liz, literally the worst example I could have ever given. It's just because I'm watching The Crown. But anything could happen and I wouldn't feel negatively. And I think it's so, that's not because I'm so strong and I'm so blah, 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 and I'm so this and that and blah, blah, blah. It's because A, we worked through it. B, we were really honest about it before it even fucking happened. When we were speaking into a void and we had zero followers, we were saying, they're going to say one of you is this, one of you is that, blah, 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 blah. And we have to be ready for it. I've been prepared. I've been communicating. I've been so on it and open and honest. That it's not.
We were prepared to be slaughtered.
Yeah. I don't know what we thought we were getting into. Yeah. And so now I'm saying this because it's like, I don't feel this way because I'm special. I don't feel this way because I'm ultra secure and confident and blah, blah, blah. I feel this way because I had to really work and push myself out of my comfort zone and get to grips with the reality that you can't have everything and you don't want everything.
And that you find the evidence for what you choose to believe.
Yeah. I hope that makes sense. I hope I don't sound like a dick there, but I'm sure you get what I mean. And at the end of the day, it goes without fucking saying, doesn't it?
It goes without saying.
If you don't get me, get fucked. Make your own podcast.
Yeah, I think it's a powerful lesson when you learn that the validation that comes from like something being final or the validation from someone else coming to you is nothing.
I wish I could go back to before we started and say, it's never happened that Sefi would get a compliment and you would feel bad. That's never happened. I think we live in so much fear.
Yeah.
And then you're, again, it's like the shame. Sorry, I'm really fucking ranting. But it's the same thing that we said in the other episode about if you're jealous of someone or whatever happens, you can't even be honest about your own jealousy because you feel so bad about it. And it's the shame then that is worse than the jealousy. Because if it was just jealousy, you could have spoken about it and got to the other side about it with it, blah, 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 blah. But the shame will cripple you into being so silent and so paralyzed that you're completely fucked, that only you're literally choosing to have resentment. And I think that is what brings a lot of happiness, because it brings security. That's why the podcast brings us happiness, and we pour and pour and pour into it. Okay, I have a question. If we're talking about happiness and security, can you be, well, we both know actually, let's unpack this. Can you be secure and unhappy? Because you need Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You need some sort of security to have happiness. But actually, and I was going to say, literally as soon as the words came out of my mouth, can you have security and be unhappy? Yes, of course you can. But So immediately the mind goes to kind of long lost housewife who picked kind of the man from her kind of like arranged marriage, and he hates her and he cheats on her and blah, blah, blah. And she lives a miserable life because she never got to become a fucking ballerina. Her name's Fatima. She's the girl from that. Remember that? Ah, you know, Fatima needs to get a job in cyber.
Oh my God. Yeah. From that weird advert. Yeah. I remember.
The ballerina. That was a really niche reference. If you got it without me explaining it, congrats, because Heavy didn't.
No.
We think of like, oh, you're really, really secure, but you're miserable. But then is she secure? Because that to me seems very insecure, actually, and very fragile, even though most people would look at it and think that's very stable.
Yeah, of course you can be unhappy whilst you're being secure, because yeah, you literally have to look at anyone that has money, because you immediately think of financial security.
And family security, I think.
Yeah, and then kind of security of people around you, health security, like security in your health and your safety and all of this stuff. And then you've got kind of all the things on paper. I mean, that's just life. People that get to the top then realize, oh, it wasn't even about any of this stuff. It was all about scrapping it right back down to the bottom. And it's about kind of walking your dogs and blah, 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 all the things that people wrote in on the stories. It's about the basic things and also big life events. But the way that society structures it has all the emphasis on big life events. You got this amazing job, you got engaged, you got blah, 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 blah. And you tick all those boxes off, tick, 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 following a formula for someone else's life. And you didn't live.
Completely. I mean, we raise women for that reason. You raise girls. I think we raise, if we're talking in a really binary sense, raising boys and girls differently. Girls, I think you're raised and encouraged to be secure.
Yes.
Whereas boys, I think you're raised and encouraged to be happy.
Totally.
There's more freedom.
Well, there's an idea that, well, for example, if you even look at like a day in the life of a classic boy and a classic girl, for example, the boy kind of before school, for example, we always bring it back to school, so why don't we do before school? Boy rolls out of bed, goes out, kind of gets on his bike, blah, 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 before he knows it, is at school. In that period of that time, he's eaten some cereal, blah, 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 done all the stuff that you need to do to get to school. A girl in that time has, she's woken up, she's kind of put on her makeup, she's straightened her hair,
she's fed her little brother,
cared for everyone else, and she's kind of been very aware of how she's presenting in order to maintain the relationships at school, i.e. she'll be aware that if she wears this skirt, she'll stay in the popular group, she'll maintain that thing over there, that boy will fancy her over there. And that's not to say that boys don't do these things too, but the level of performance there is for women is based on stability, not happiness. Whereas boys, it's kind of, you're allowed to step into kind of joy in a more raw way. Whereas a girl kind of going to school without makeup and her hair like blah, 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 she shoves some cereal, she's got milk spilled down her fucking school uniform, it's unpalatable, it's unacceptable, she's gonna lose stuff for that.
It's two things. First thing, we had a troll this morning commenting on Boys Will Be Boys, and they said Boys Will Be Boys isn't about rape, it's about boys getting muddy. And it's like, right, so even you think that boys are encouraged to get muddy. And do you think the same for girls? No. Anyway, no one says girls will be girls when you're running around with mud on you because you've been playing out in the garden.
Having fun.
Anyway.
Oh my God, that's so annoying. I didn't see that. That's fucking mortifying. Fuck off. You've just confirmed the patriarchy back at us. And you think you're so smart for it.
Second thing, same thing that we always say is that, yeah, if a girl can have joy too, she just needs to have 45 minutes notice so that she can take care of everything and make sure that she straightened her hair and can get there safely on time. Whereas a boy can literally just roll up straight out of bed. He'll find a lift or he'll just bike it there.
She's got to make, oh shit, I'm going to be walking back in the dark. That means that, oh, I have to leave 45 minutes early.
Girls have to have organised fun.
Yeah.
Girls have to have responsible fun. Boys can have free fun, raw fun, spontaneous fun, new fun.
You've bleaked me to my core. That is so true. That's so true.
It's like, yeah, girls can have fun too. They just need to be planned for.
Yeah.
Girls can have fun too. They just need to be organized when they do it. You need to make every arrangement possible so that you are A, looking good, and B, not compromising your safety, and C, not having too much fun that you're not going to be seen as promiscuous and kind of loose, still respectable.
Or even like a weirdo, like even kind of, you can have, say for example, you're going on a night out, you're kind of going on a night out with your friends, it's going to be fun, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. Okay. This kind of literally sums this fucking up. So
it's a real life example because I just saw it all flash before your eyes.
Real life example, it flashed before my fucking eyes. So this was a few years ago. I was with a group of boys. I wasn't going out with them. I wasn't going out on the night with them. I was obviously not going out with any of them.
You were dating them all.
I was going out with all of them. It was a group, it was my harem of boyfriends. They were going on a night out. No, fuck. I was going out, but I was going with a group of girls later. They were going, group of boys, earlier.
Okay, wait. So you're going out.
There's a group of people going out. I'm going with a group of girls. They're going later. Group of boys
are going now, and you're with them now.
Are going earlier. They're going to like the pub before or something. We're going to meet them later, but we're in the same house now. The boys, before they went out, one of them sat and ate a plate of onion bhajis. Walked straight out the house, didn't think about it. Literally was not mentioned. They all had like curry and things like that. Plate of onion bhajis, I remember this guy ate. Would you see that happen in a group of girls before they go out? No.
I agree. But I also think there's an added layer, because you would see me eat a plate of onion bhajis before I go out. And why would I? Because I know I'm not kissing anyone if my boyfriend's not going to be there. And so, yes, there's this whole performance, but it's also even more bleak because you're doing that ultimately with the intention that you're going to have to impress and kiss a boy tonight.
Yeah, so true. But the thing is, it's that he will be kissing a girl tonight.
And he doesn't have to give a fuck. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. Whereas a girl would be so aware of the performance of herself.
Down to every last breath.
Or kind of like, I don't want to eat a big heavy meal because I want to be skinny, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, they're going to order a curry. They're going to go out. It's not even a big deal.
You're thinking from the day before.
Oh, well, I'm going to wash my hair that day, that morning, because I don't want it to be... Yeah, it's like, there's just a level of planning that I think that boys really don't realise. Or it's passed off as like girls being vain or girls being stupid. But it's like, no, this is something we've been taught to do this.
I think this is why it's so hard for people to understand anything that isn't within their own experience. Because... like happiness, it's all about the little things and it's all about the nuances of life. And if you haven't experienced those nuances, they seem very ridiculous.
Yeah, completely.
Very hard to grasp. And I just think, why would a white man or whoever it was on that night, but I'm sure it was a white man,
yeah,
have any scope of what that means?
Exactly.
You wouldn't think twice.
No, you wouldn't think. And it's not offensive or anything. It's not anything. It's kind of like, yeah, everyone should be able to eat whatever they want and go out and not think about it.
Absolutely.
But it's the stark difference. I think it's because it was two groups, a girl group and a boy group, kind of separately getting ready. Kind of, we're in the 1940s.
Kind of night before the wedding.
Honestly, night before the wedding, the boys are all going on their stag do. Kind of Mamma Mia.
And you can't see the bride in her dress.
No. But I think it was just very obvious to me, like, oh, okay, here's an example of the patriarchy at work, of how boys are just able to kind of have fun, be laughing, blah, 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 just like walk out kind of keys in hand, like not really thinking about it. The girl's like, are you booking the Uber? Are you doing this? Are you, blah, blah. It's like the ingrained level of prep.
For a woman to exist. Yeah, it doesn't allow for the freedom of fun so much. Mm. I wonder if, since we asked on the Instagram talking about what makes someone happy, blah, 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 and so many people said security and stability and contentment, yeah, and not having to worry. I do, and we have, our audience on the Instagram is 96% female at the moment, which is obviously, I think there's a lot more to it than that, but we have largely an audience that identifies as predominantly young girls too, or as young as us. I think we're pretty young in the grand scheme of life. And yeah, I wonder what it would look like by contrast to ask a page of young boys.
As in, are they happy?
What they think is fun.
What they think is fun. Oh, what they prioritise more than happiness.
What is happiness? Well, what makes you happy? Yeah, stability. I can't imagine loads of them are saying stability.
I actually really wonder, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Security. I can't see loads of young boys being like, what's happiness? Oh, it's security.
Yeah.
It's friendship. It's family.
It's the classic.
It's my job when it goes well. It's my hobbies. And women are like making sure I don't have to worry about money and my own safety.
Jesus, we knew this would be a bit...
Am I depping the vibes?
We knew this would be a bit of a bleak ep because it's kind of like...
It's supposed to be happy.
Thing is, was it supposed to be happy? Because I know the topic is happiness. Are we going to call this like how to be happy? That's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, we probably are.
We knew it wouldn't be, this is the happy show, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's real. It's like, this stuff is political. It is gendered, blah, 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 blah. Like, of course, it's not going to be the happy show. Also, are we a bit bummed today? I can't really tell. We've just been on here for fucking hours.
We've been here for hours. But I also think we're not... If you wouldn't come here and think you're getting the happy show. I would hate the happy show. That sounds awful.
Don't take me there. Do not take me there. And also, if it is the happy show, I'm thinking that's fake.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Here's a question. Do we want other people's happiness? Why does other people's happiness make us sad?
It depends who they are, though.
Take it away.
It depends who they are. I think if you've seen authenticity and like a journey from someone and kind of you've followed the struggle.
The grit.
Yeah, exactly. When you when you're being authentic with someone, you blah 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 blah. I think you do want their happiness. I definitely, with people that I know intimately in like a, in a strong way, I feel like I really genuinely want so much their happiness, to see them thriving.
For them, or because it's easier for us to be around people when they're happy?
No, I think for them, genuinely for them, I want them to be living happily with authenticity, with joy, egoless lives.
Yeah.
But definitely there is internalized misogyny, there's jealousy, all of these things that come in when you see someone that you don't like, that you think is just like breeze through life succeeding. It's like, oh fuck you, how dare you be happy. I think there's like an element of, oh, why do I want you to be happy?
But it's weird how we feel entitled to see the bad parts of somebody else's life.
Yeah.
In the way that it's like, yeah, if I saw your grit and I saw your rise then to happiness, then I'm happy for you. But it's like, but what if you only see the happiness, then we don't like it?
No.
Why do we?
Because it seems ingenuine.
Do you know what I mean? We demand to see the sadness of people.
It seems disingenuous. It's like the Ariana Grande thing that you were talking about a few episodes back. That's like, you like Ariana Grande. Apparently I always say Grande weird as well. You like Ari because you've seen her at the pits of despair, bad things happening to her.
Yeah.
And you've seen her rise, and every time she seems to get a win, it's like, yes, love that for her.
Yeah.
It's not human to see someone without fault. If you see someone that's on their A game every single time, it's like, well, what do I believe in you then? Like, what am I rooting for?
So on the story, we asked about happiness, and we asked what gets in the way of your happiness. And I know we say it all the time, you all say the same things, but I was literally just scrolling through thinking, fucking hell, broken record, you lot. However, one that I picked out, they were really great and I'm really grateful, but one that I just picked out that I thought was quite interesting, and I think it's quite common, is that somebody said feeling guilty gets in the way of their happiness.
Oh, wow.
We haven't really touched on that. People feeling like...
guilt.
Yeah, that they shouldn't be happy.
Guilt is such a horrible emotion. It's such an absolutely horrible thing.
I think it's a really dangerous emotion. I think guilt actually not just gets in the way of your happiness, it's really self-destructive. Like, God knows what you're capable of when you're feeling guilty.
It's worse than sadness. A sadness is kind of quite forgivable. As much as dislike, it's unlikable, it's uncomfortable and all of this stuff, nothing is more uncomfortable than feeling a dislike for yourself in that guilt way. Like, I know I've done something wrong and I'm gonna let that kind of eat at me. Or like, I feel as if I've overstepped, or I shouldn't have something that I do have. Like, that is just so painful.
It's quite a Scorpio feeling, guilt.
Interesting.
Any Scorpios out there feeling a lot of guilt? Hope you're feeling seen right now and also quite terrified.
Do you feel guilty a lot, or is that like an emotion you feel that you feel a lot?
I don't feel guilty a lot, which is probably because I'm a bit of a cunt, maybe. But I think I feel... well, my thing with guilt is that I think it's dangerous, because I think it really diminishes your own understanding of your right to be here. And I think if you're feeling a lot of guilt and a lot of shame, I think you'll find a lot of weapons to beat yourself with. I think you'll find a lot of reasons as to why you should remove yourself from a group or a situation or blah, 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 blah. But I don't think I feel guilt as such a lot. But then I wonder if I feel it and I just don't call it that. Because it really... all of these feelings, quote unquote, is down to language anyway. Like, a feeling could exist in English that doesn't exist anywhere, like, in another language.
Which is the most stunning topic of all time. I love that fucking topic of, like, a concept doesn't exist in this language.
Yeah, but don't you think?
Yeah, it's so true. It's like a baby. You have, well, your brain's not formed, but you have no words to...
Yeah, and also happiness is only... we're talking about happiness right now, because happy and happiness... coined by Pharrell in 2014. But happy is like such a... I mean, it's like a buzzword. From the minute you're born, you're talking about happy, happy, happy. But are you happy? Sad? Are you happy and sad? Smiley face, sad face, blah, 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 blah.
Eat your happy meal.
Happy, happy, happy. That I think we... how could we not have this huge awareness and thus later such a pressure to be happy?
Yeah.
When, if we were talking so much about jealousy, are you feeling jealous? Are you jealous? When you're like 2 years old, God. Jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. You can imagine what type of person that creates too. A guilt. I obviously feel guilty in my life, but I remember my friend once, one of my closest friends, saying that she feels guilty so much of the time. And I remember thinking, what?
What's she feeling guilty about?
Like, it kind of blew my mind. Well, that's what I said. She was like, just everything. And I thought, what the fuck?
It makes me suspicious.
Me too. I thought, what have you been up to?
It's like,
What have you been doing that you feel guilty? She's probably listening right now and she won't recognise that it's her probably. But I remember thinking like, wow, I think I feel like a reasonable amount of guilt for a human being that makes a reasonable amount of mistakes. But I know that a lot of people, well, I was shocked to discover that a lot of people live with quite a lot of guilt and shame in their day to day.
Well, there's a lot of shame around like relaxation, for example. Like we were talking about self-care. I understand that there is a huge amount of guilt placed on someone. For example, things that make you happy are not things that intertwine that easily with capitalism, in the way that things that are supposed to bring you joy and happiness are, or validation, are promotion, like drinks after work. You know, you're doing like kind of things that look great on paper, like things that kind of people that are successful do. You're making big money moves. But actually what we found from our polls and our questions on the story was that it's the sunrise, kind of a little cup of tea, a little biscuit over here, a little chat over here.
Private moments.
Kind of, I look in the mirror, I like what I see. I read something that really inspires me. All these tiny, tiny, tiny minuscule moments that actually bring happiness. And there, I see how there would be guilt around, oh, I'm going to watch a TV show I like. Or I'm going to eat a meal. I'm going to drink hot chocolate. Whatever you like. Whatever the millions of things people wrote in.
Mm.
They don't intertwine with capitalism. So you would have guilt. I see how you would have guilt.
Yeah.
Because you've been told that those are lazy. Those are wrong. Those aren't honourable things to be doing. It's not a good way to spend your life.
Definitely.
But it is a good way to spend your life.
I completely agree. I remember I said to you this a few weeks ago. I'd been so busy. Busy, 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 busy. Literally like the busiest. And someone said to me, what have you been up to? You've been busy. And I still felt like I had to lie. My immediate reaction was, oh my God, yeah. I've been so busy, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought, wait, you have been busy, you freak. You've been so busy. But you still felt like it wasn't good enough.
Why is the pressure? Also, yeah, one, horrendous. Two, the pressure on busyness. I mean, we have spoken about this time and time again. We'll probably do a whole episode on it.
Yeah, maybe we should do an episode on busy.
Maybe that's our next. Because it's kind of that girl boss thing, or kind of just like the intense capitalism of, what have you been doing? Can you name three things now that you've been doing? What blah, 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 blah. It's like, actually, chill out. Did you enjoy any of those things? What have you been feeling recently?
How have you been?
Yeah, not what have you done.
How have you actually been?
Oh my God.
Can that be homework? You ask someone, how are you? And they say, I'm fine. And you say, no, how have you actually been? Or when someone says to you, how are you? You give an actual considered response. Because I never do that. Do you?
No. I always say, fine.
Even to you, I say, yeah, I'm fine. And then I get on the phone for 3 hours and give you the truth. But when someone says, oh, you're all right, you just say, yeah, I'm fine.
Fine, yeah.
And I think, obviously, like, if it's just a fucking the postman, maybe not. But if it's like...
You could ask someone, though. If you say to the postman, how have you been? And they go, yeah, all right. You go, how are you actually?
Are you actually okay?
He's terrified. It's an intervention. He's like, please, yeah. Can I change my
room? Like, listen, I'm just trying to deliver some posts.
Can someone else do that house in future?
Please. It's a pandemic. Get away from me.
Honestly, terrifying.
But definitely, it's too easy to just say, yes, I'm happy, and brush everything under the carpet when actually...
Authentic stuff. And you know we live some authentic communication. I mean, this is the whole point.
Do I ever?
The whole point of this.
Yeah.
It's so stunning. That's really fun.
That's quite a good homework. Maybe you won't forget this week.
But it's easy. It's tangible.
It's easy. Worst comes to worst, you can make it up.
Oh, I'm still annoyed. I was just getting over it.
Joking.
Well, now I've got to do two, because I will torture myself, and I've got to do two now. I've got to do something out of my comfort zone. Thing is, I don't really know. Comfort zone is really difficult, because it's like...
Well, we all managed it.
I feel like I have quite a big comfort zone, though. I've got an abnormally big comfort zone, guys.
yeah, that's true. We have been going on dates since... Well, not going on dates, but you've been up... Anyway.
We'll see.
You've been busy. No one gives a fuck, to be honest.
I care, right? It's fine, anyway. Well, let's all go and ask someone how they are, or tell someone our deep, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
What's that thing? A problem shared is a problem halved.
Halved.
If you listen to an old story I told on the podcast, it was a really old one. It was a Q&A one. Mrs. Whitney, do you remember her?
I do. How could I forget Mrs. Whitney?
Who used to sing me Yellow Submarine.
It's funny because I was thinking about doing a Q&A recently, this morning. I was thinking I would love to do a Q&A soon.
Busyness Q&A, we've got things in the works, guys. But Mrs. Whitney used to say, problem shared is a problem halved. And she's fucking right.
Boy, was she right.
Boy, is she right once again.
Once again, Miss Whitney strikes again.
Take me back to folk singing with Miss Whitney. Oh boy, was it fun.
That sounds dreamy.
It does. Right, see you all next week then, guys.
I sure hope it does. Yeah, okay, cool. That was a really niche reference. I think that was a Vine. I sure hope it does. Roadworks ahead. I sure hope it does. Anyway. I used to hate Vine.
Right,
bye.
Yeah.
Fucking guess. Bye. I used to hate Vine. Bye.
I used to hate Vine.
Just open a new topic.
Should we analyse old social medias now?
Pixo, hey?
I don't know what that is.
You never had Pixo?
No, Bebo had that.
It's a bit before your time. Right, bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.